Lesson 1. How to develop good study skills and habits. Recent research into how people really learn shows that much conventional wisdom in education has been way off base. Cognitive scientists have discovered much more effective ways to learn and teach. But educators have failed to pick up on them, says Robert Bjork, a psychologist at the University of California at Los Angeles. Benedict Carey, an education writer for the New York Times, agrees. But Carey says the researchers themselves are to blame, at least in part. For decades, he says, they have had a solid understanding of how people learn. But why didn't they bother to let teachers and students in on their secret? It is as if doctors had found a cure for diabetes, but forgot to tell their patients about it. In his book, How We Learn, The Surprising Truth About Where, When, and Why It Happens, Carey tries to make up for this. He offers advice on how we can put cognitive science's new findings to use to make us better students and learners. Most study skills courses insist that students have a fixed study routine. They advise students to set a specific time and place to work, and to focus on a single subject in one sitting. But experiments show that just the opposite is true. Students who take advantage of the human tendency toward variable attention do far better than those who don't. Thus, says Carey, try varying your study times and places. Find different study spots for different subjects, because changing the outside context helps to enrich the material and slows down forgetting. Also, don't stick to one subject at a time. Mix up what you're learning. Alternating among different subjects leaves a deeper impression on the brain. And most important of all, warns Carey, don't cram. Cramming may help us pass an exam, but it's not real learning. The information goes in one ear and out the other, and is soon forgotten. Jam-packing the brain is like speed-packing a cheap suitcase, Carey says. It holds its load for a while, but then it falls apart and everything tumbles out. So, space out your studying. Study the material a few minutes today, a few more tomorrow or the next day, and then a few more a week later. This will help you remember the information much longer and yield higher test scores. Perhaps we don't need science to tell us that, though. In this case, experience is the best teacher.